America. Shit, said Julian, as if now only realizing something was amiss.
What?
Asked Dave.
Cooper!
Julian turned frantically, looking in every direction.
Has anyone seen Cooper?
I've been down here in this hole, said Tim. I haven't seen shit.
Cooper's bigger than any of us, said Dave. If anyone's not going to have a problem with a couple of feet of snow, it's him.
Julian pulled on his long elf ears.
He passed out on the floor. What if he didn't wake up and he's buried in snow? He could suffocate.
He pulled the left side of his serape back and looked under it.
Ravenous, I need you to scout the area.
It's so cold, sir, said the bird. And I really am quite drunk. Couldn't you send the big fellow just this once?
Cooper's missing. I need you to go look for him.
Righty-ho.
Ravenous feigned enthusiasm for his task through a stifled yawn.
Pip, pip, here we go.
Julian launched Ravenous into the air. Ravenous got in about 3 good flaps before he plummeted into the snow.
Ravenous, cried Julian. Are you okay?
I am now, sir, said Ravenous. My, but that's invigorating.
Tim could barely see Ravenous's dark form through the falling snow as he passed overhead. It was coming down hard, and Tim's hole was starting to fill back up. Every trace of urine and horse blood had been whitened away with a blanket of pristine snow.
Hey!
Tim called up to Julian.
You mind getting me out of this hole now?
Did you wash your hands?
Tim grabbed a handful of fresh snow, rubbed his numb hands together, and flung it down at his sides.
There! Are you satisfied now, Mom?
Julian forced his way through the snow into Tim's hole.
I don't know what you're so keen to get out of there for. There's nothing to see.
He picked up Tim and put him on top of the snow. Tim looked around. Julian was right. Nothing but snow as far as he could see in any direction, which admittedly wasn't very far. Still, it was nice to have some freedom of movement. Between his high dexterity score, his small size, and his proportionally large halfling feet, Tim found he was able to traverse the surface of the snow without sinking. He took careful steps to the edge of the trench Dave had carved. Dave's head barely broke the surface. He must have had 10 pounds of snow in his beard alone.
Jesus, Dave, said Tim. You must be freezing.
Dave shrugged.
Dwarves are built for this sort of thing.
Tim traced Dave's trench to the end, then the trench that Julian's horse had carved before Tim accidentally shot it, then looked at his own hole. He forced himself to remember where everyone had been at the Horse Head Inn.
Guys, said Tim, I think our starting positions here are relative to where we were at the Horse Head when we got teleported. If Cooper is here...
He turned around and faced an empty snowscape.
He should be a few yards in.
I found him, sir,
cried Ravenous, flapping in from the direction Tim was facing.
Good job, Ravenous, said Julian. Cooper, we're over here!
That won't do you any good, sir. I believe he's still asleep.
Then how did you see him? Why isn't he covered in snow?
Ravenous raised his wings in a shrug.
That is an excellent question, sir.
Tim's prediction on where to find Cooper was confirmed by the direction Ravenous had flown in from. He didn't wait for directions. Moments later, Tim was standing at the edge of a crater in the snow. Cooper lay sound asleep in the middle of it, with only a light dusting of snow on his body.
That's strange,
said Tim.
How do you suppose he...
Cooper's loincloth fluttered as a long, noisy fart instantly melted what little snow had accumulated on him since his previous fart.
Oh my God, said Tim,
as the noxious gas invaded his eyes, nose, and mouth.
What the fuck did you eat,
The fart-weakened snow gave way beneath Tim's feet, sending him crashing to the bottom of the crater.
Tim?
Julian called out.
Wow!
Tim replied. Cooper's fart was apparently denser than air, as it was much more concentrated inside the snow crater. Tim scooped up a big ball of snow, packed it hard, and threw it at Cooper's face.
Dude,
said Cooper, without opening his eyes.
Knock it off. I'm trying to sleep.
Fuck you,
said Tim, and hurled another snowball at Cooper's face. Cooper yawned, stretched, and finally stood up. He walked to the edge of the crater and pulled up his loincloth. A steaming jet of dark yellow piss sliced through the snow like a 10-foot-long lightsaber.
Kinda chilly in here.
Tim hurled a third snowball at the back of Cooper's head.
Dude, you need to wake up!
Cooper turned around, cutting down the top foot of snow around half the circumference of the crater, except for the part that Tim blocked with his face.